Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
The 6th Annual Savor the Central Coast event, co-sponsored by Visit San Luis Obispo County and Sunset Magazine, will take place Thursday, the 24th of September through Sunday, the 27th, at Santa Margarita Ranch and various off-site venues around the county. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me at the Sea Venture Resort in Pismo Beach, California, for an insider's view of the Savor event with Chuck Davison, President and CEO of Visit San Luis Obispo, Everett Casey Wolcott, Executive Chef at the Sea Venture, and one of Savor's shining culinary stars, Bridget Binns, author of 29 cookbooks and owner of the Refugio Cooking School in Paso Robles, California.
The reason we all got together has everything to do with Sunset Savor the Central Coast, which is coming up pretty soon. Chuck Davison?
Yes, it is. It's coming up Thursday, the 24th of September through Sunday, the 27th.
And where is it going to be held this year?
Well, there's a range of locations starting on Thursday and Friday with adventure tours spread out across the county. Thursday night's opening event will be at Vina Robles, the new Strings at Sunset performance. And then, as always, the historic Santa Margarita Ranch will host the main event on Saturday and Sunday.
And this is, what, its fourth or fifth year?
Actually, this is year number six.
Oh, my gosh, time flies. Is it an ever-growing event?
It is. We're really excited this year about some new additions. The opening night event, Strings at Sunset, in partnership with Vovo, is going to be a great new addition to the event, along with an ever-expanding event at the Santa Margarita Ranch.
And so I assume that's like violins. You're talking about strings?
It is. So it's an amazing, the groups that perform at Strings at Sunset, they stretch a 150-foot harp across the venue at Vina Robles. So something that you've probably never seen before, but something that's going to be very engaging and entertaining, along with that night also hosts the competition winners from the Sunset Wine Awards, and we'll also have some great chefs on site as well.
Tell us about some of the other off-site events that take place. I know in the past you've gone to the Abalone Farm.
Yeah, so we've got a wide list of adventure tours ranging from the Abalone Farm again, which sold out the first day that it went up for sale, to a great historic event up at Hearst Castle, to a catch of the day experience in Morro Bay where you can go out kayaking, catch your lunch and then have it prepared for you, a cocktail crafting and mixology event up at the Paso Robles Inn, some horsing around event with Harris Stage Lines in Templeton, so that's going to be exciting as well.
That's new, isn't it?
That is new, and so we've introduced that event that's new. The Take to the Sea event in Avila Beach is also new. The Morro Bay event that I mentioned earlier is also new, and so in addition to the classics of the Abalone Farm and the Clydesdales, we've introduced some great new adventure tours this year, and all of those are available online at SaborCentralCoast.com.
And the savvy participant is going to sign up sooner than later, because I know many of them sell out pretty fast, don't they?
Yes. So there are several still available, but the ones like the Abalone Farm sold out day one. And so if you're interested, you definitely want to get your tickets early. The new opening night event at Vina Robles replaces what was historically the event at Hearst Castle in the past.
So there is no evening at Hearst Castle?
There is not. However, there's an adventure tour at Hearst Castle on both Thursday and Friday.
Bridget Pins.
I think one thing that doesn't always come across in the Strings at Sunset descriptor is that this is really performance art. I mean, there are strings going from the stage at Vina Robles Amphitheater all the way back up to the very top behind the audience. And this is not a bunch of staid violinists hanging out down on the stage. I think it's going to be incredibly fun. And all those wines and the bits and pieces that chefs like me are going to be offering, 1,200 bites of my Dungeness crab macaroni and cheese, and what's not to like about that?
That's fascinating. I've never heard of the gigantic strings. That's incredible.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. And the DJ Spags is fantastically electric, just so compelling. It's, again, it's performance art, and I think a very worthy alternative to going and standing up at Hearst Castle, to be honest.
Let's talk about the different events that are going to take place, the different booths and stations at Santa Margarita Ranch.
Yes, we're really excited this year to have over 100 wineries restaurants and other partners participating. We've doubled the number of food purveyors at the main event, and so that's a really exciting addition. Along with that, we've got a great new lineup of celebrity chefs that will be there in our seminars, along with some great wine seminars as well.
I think one of the coolest things about the culinary aspect of Sunset is the opportunity, kind of one-stop shopping at one venue to taste so many different restaurants and chefs' offerings.
Yeah, this is by far and large the biggest food and wine event in the county that we do on an annual basis. So if you're really looking to experience every aspect of the county from a food, wine, travel perspective, this is the event you would want to attend.
So right here with us, we have a couple of the shining stars in the culinary scene. And Bridget, I understand, is one of your stars, truly.
She is. We're super excited this year to have not only a star, but a local favorite here with us at this year's event. And so we're excited to see and partake in everything she's going to bring, not only to the opening night in Strings at Sunset, but also to the main event itself.
I think I count as one of several amazing celebrity chefs that are coming. And we have Mary Sue Milliken, whom I worked with long ago on her Two Hot Tamales TV show, Frank Pellegrino, Yousef Galani. I'm super excited to be working with Joanne Weir and James Slough. I mean, these are Luis Maldonado. These are names from all over the state and the country as well. We're very lucky to have such a stellar lineup, and I'm just thrilled to be part of this gang, cooking our hearts out.
Tell us a little bit about your background, and where are you chefing now, and what do you do?
I don't call myself a chef. I have written 29 cookbooks, nationally published, and many of them for Williams-Sonoma. And I've worked with a lot of celebrity chefs all over the country. One of my specialties is translating restaurant recipes into home cook-friendly recipes. But since I moved to the Central Coast 5 years ago, my passion has become this particular area. And that's why I did the new Wine Country Cookbook 2 years ago, which showcases all of the great food artisans in this area and the winemakers. And I had different winemakers do the pairings for each chapter in the book because I didn't feel at that point that I was qualified to do it. But one thing that just blows me away is in this 5 years since I've been here, this area has taken its place on a global stage for its wine. But we also, being that we're open-minded, we have other spirits, other spirited beverages that are kind of rising to the fore now here too, in particular, hard spirits. And that's part of this cocktail shootout, super exciting. My husband is actually one of the judges. He's AKA Paso Wine Man, so he's one of the celebrity judges for the cocktail shootout at Paso Robles Inn.
What type of cocktails?
I believe that's going to be up to the mixologist.
Okay.
But
so it could be anything.
It could be anything. I believe they're going to concentrate on the garden. And there's another event, which is in the same vein, at La Cosecha, where you will learn from refined spirits and another local bartender how to use the produce of the garden to create shrubs and elixirs. And Barbara Spencer, probably one of the most respected farmers in Southern California, will demonstrate how to build a cocktail garden. So,
how funny. So once again, one-stop shopping in a whole different realm.
Indeed, and there's also cider. This is relatively recent, and there is a highly respected winemaker named Neil Collins, who's the winemaker at Tablas Creek and also has his own winery, Lone Madrone, but he's English, right? So he harbors this passion for cider, and he and his sister make some very, very interesting ciders, and that's one of the adventure tours that I believe might be still available, to go to Atascadero, taste the apples, taste the ciders that are made from those apples, and learn how it all comes together.
This isn't just a regional phenomenon. I was just in Wisconsin, and there are new cider facilities opening up in Washington State. So it's exploding everywhere, isn't it?
Well, equal time for the fruit as well as the grape.
And how about you, Casey? Tell us about what you're bringing to the table.
I've really enjoyed this event over the last 5 years. This year, I'm sitting out personally to enjoy the event.
So you get to play.
Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of things. We've hosted the Venture Tour here at the Sea Venture for a couple of years. This year, we're not going to be doing the Clam Bake, but I'm excited about the event at Vina Robles. I've been privileged to work up there cooking for the VIPs this year. So to speak about the venue itself is amazing. It's one of the most beautiful venues I've ever been to. And people, you know, get out there and look at it. It's beautiful, you know, all the woodwork, the stage, the whole thing. So that event's going to be exciting.
Okay, so Casey, you're the executive chef here at the Sea Venture, and the parent is the Boutique Hotel Collection, and that's a lot of the properties that we know about around the Central Coast.
Yeah, BHC, as we call it. It's Sycamore Mineral Springs, the Cliffs, Apple Farm, and the Sea Venture here. We're a big sponsor every year. Always involved in it somehow in some way, but this year I get to enjoy it.
And some of the chefs from the other properties, are they going to be participating?
Yeah, I believe so. You can check that out on the website. But this event is the coolest event as a chef to go to, participate in, and enjoy.
And I bet you learn some things, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I get to meet famous people all the time.
Tell us some more.
So the Apple Farm, one of the Boutique Hotel Collection properties, they will be the provider for the breakfast on Saturday morning at our ribbon cutting and media event, which is always a great turnout with local dignitaries and press and celebrities kind of in the area to come and initiate the event and kick it off. And so we're excited about the Apple Farm. Who better to provide breakfast for a wonderful event like this than a great bakery like the Apple Farm? So we've got some great dinners coming up as well. If you're looking for a unique experience, we've got a dinner at Halter Ranch Winery on Friday night, along with Adelaida on Friday night as well. And then Saturday, we've got a really exclusive dinner with Bridget at Refugio. And so I'll let her tell you more about that.
I'm so excited to be doing this because it gives me a chance to really shine. I've never had a restaurant. I do cooking classes all the time, but this dinner, which I'm calling an oak-kissed evening under the stars at Refugio with Bridget Binns, is my chance to really pull out all of the stops. And what I've chosen to do, because I got myself a Santa Maria-style barbecue recently, and I'm going to update the classic Santa Maria-style menu for the new millennium and the wine country. So oak, we're going to be burning, grilling over oak, and creating flatbreads in the oven over burning oak, and I'm going to take a huge, massive local porterhouse steak and grill it over oak and then serve it with my updated sauce, which has nothing to do with the original menu. It's a reduction of local Syrah that is then finished with butter, and it just dribbles all over that good old meat, and it's extremely nice. Now, I don't know if you know, the classic Santa Maria-style barbecue menu consists of garlic bread, mild salsa, pinquito beans, and green salad. So instead of garlic bread, I'm going to do a grilled flatbread with a caramelized garlic and a marinated tomato salad with kale chips scattered over the whole thing. I just tested this recently. It is so gorgeous and so delicious.
You're making me so hungry. We should go home and practice now.
We could indeed. We could indeed. Well, actually, you'll have to come in. It's half sold out already. I'm sure that I just can't wait. For me, this is such an opportunity to bring people to Refugio, which is our culinary retreat, kind of a sanctuary outside Paso Robles.
Tell us about Refugio for people who do not know. Where is it and exactly what is it?
Refugio is about 6 minutes south of the Central Square in Paso, and it is the brainchild of my husband mostly and me just a little bit. I came along because he was right. we had a garage guest house on our property, and it was just empty because the man who owned the house had a whole lot of cars. The man who built it don't need any extra room for cars. So we turned it into two luxury vacation suites and a kind of a rustic industrial kitchen, and that's where I teach my cooking classes. But people can also rent both suites plus the kitchen. So people come for the weekend. We send them out to all the local wineries. Then they go to farmers market Saturday morning in Templeton, stock up. And the kitchen has everything you could ever want in terms of equipment, condiments, spices, basics, And people cook and they have a great time. They've got 2.5 acres to look at and have their dogs run around. And it's a very special place. We have a 300-year-old oak tree. And at this dinner on the Saturday night, we'll be sitting at a big, long, rustic table under the oak tree eating oak-grilled meats.
I want to go.
You should come, Tom.
That sounds so wonderful. So you'll probably be there, won't you?
Well, after that, yeah, I'm definitely going. And we have a kitchen here, so if you want to try it out, that'll be fine.
That's great. Just to taste more about your cooking school.
We do classes once a month in the summer, twice a month in the winter. I have always done a artisan pizza class, but we have also visiting chefs from all over the world. We had Pamela Sheldon Johns came from Tuscany in January and did Dreaming of Tuscany, which was very popular. Evan Kleiman from KCRW in Los Angeles has been up to visit twice to do her Life of Pie class. Another one I'm so proud of is Chef Clark Staub from Full of Life Flatbread in Los Alamos. He came up a couple of months ago and did a class called The Rosé Less Traveled, which was a menu meant to go with rosé, and Tablas Creek poured for that one. We always have a local winery for every single class, and we've had everybody from Tablas Creek to Dow to Anglim to Laventour. It's just so much fun. The winemakers love coming along and pouring their wine with the food. So it's an honor to get such a good gang of people together.
A great not-to-be-missed event.
A lot of not-to-be-missed events here at Sunset Savor the Central Coast. So just a reminder that tickets are available for purchase at savorcentralcoast.com. Tickets for the main event start at $85, and you can get a weekend pass for $150. But now through September 15th, as a special offer to our listeners, they can get a combo ticket for $100, and that's entrance into the Thursday night opening events, Strings at Sunset at Vina Robles, along with a ticket to the main event on Sunday at the historic Santa Margarita Ranch.
One more time, the dates of the event.
Thursday, September 24th through Sunday, September 27th.
Casey, Bridget, and Chuck, thank you guys so much for joining me today. This has been great, and boy, is my appetite up.
Thank you so much, Tom. What a good group.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting for KCBX Public Radio from the Sea Venture.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,